Higher 2024 HSA contribution limits allow you to save even more on taxes. Health savings account, HSA. Limits are going way, way up in 2024. That's great news for HSA fans. HSAs are arguably the very best savings and investment vehicle available to individuals and families in the tax code. People who fully utilize their HSAs and contribute the maximum allowable amounts save thousands of dollars each year in taxes. They also potentially save thousands more by being cash consumers of healthcare, since they can go out of network and choose any doctor they wish. Also, most healthcare institutions provide discounts to cash buyers that are not available to patients who use health insurance to pay. 2024's higher limits mean you'll be able to put more money than ever into these terrific tax advantage savings vehicles. Read about IRS Rev. 23 to 2023. The higher contribution caps mean that those who qualify to make pre-tax contributions to HSAs will be able to save even more money on taxes each year. Their HSA balances also allow them to pay their medical expenses with much larger pre-tax dollars, leading to still more savings. In this blog post, we'll discuss the upcoming changes and expand on the advantages and potential drawbacks of HSAs. Key HSA limit increases for 2024. Effective January 1, 2024. The annual limit on HSA contributions for self-only coverage is increasing by 7.8% to $4,150, up from $3,850 in 2023. For those with family coverage, the HSA contribution limit is increasing by 7.1% to $8,300, up from the $7,750 limit in 2023. The higher limit reflects the unusually high inflation rates that prevailed in late 2022 and early 2023. These higher limits present an excellent opportunity to save more towards potential medical expenses in the future. Catch-up contribution limits unchanged. In addition to the higher standard contribution limit, those eligible who are age 55 and older can contribute an additional $1,000 each year to their health savings accounts. These catch-up contributions remain unchanged in 2024, providing the opportunity for older individuals to significantly bolster their savings in preparation for retirement. High deductible health plan, HDHP, requirements for 2024. Not everyone is eligible to contribute to an HSA. To qualify for HSA contributions, you must be enrolled in a high deductible health plan, HDHP. These plans typically have lower premiums and higher deductibles compared to traditional health insurance plans. For 2024, the minimum deductible for an HDHP offering self-only coverage will rise to $1,600, up from $1,500 in 2023. For family coverage, the minimum deductible increases to $3,200 next year, up $200 from the $3,000 minimum deductible in 2023. Additionally, there are legal limits on the maximum out-of-pocket expenses that can be incurred by an HDHP policyholder. In 2024, these maximums, which include deductibles, copayments, and other amounts, but exclude premiums, are set at $8,050 for self-only coverage, up from $7,500 in 2023, and $16,100 for family coverage, up from $15,000 in 2023. The triple tax advantage of HSAs. One of the primary reasons why HSAs continue to be an attractive choice for many is the triple tax benefit they offer. Pre-tax contributions. All the contributions made to an HSA are done so with pre-tax dollars, meaning they reduce your taxable income. Tax-free growth. Any interest or other income from the assets in the HSA is tax-free, allowing the account balance to grow unhindered. Tax-free withdrawals. As long as the funds are used for qualified medical expenses, the withdrawals from the account are also tax-free. This triple tax advantage makes HSAs an incredibly potent tool for healthcare savings and even retirement planning. As of the end of 2022, Americans held a staggering $104 billion in 35.5 million HSAs. HSAs as a retirement asset. Once you reach age 65, you can withdraw funds from your HSA for any purpose without penalty, although non-qualified withdrawals would be subject to income tax. This flexibility allows you to use your HSA funds strategically to meet both medical and non-medical expenses in retirement. HSA portability. Unlike flexible spending arrangements, FSAs, HSAs are portable. That means they stay with you even if you change jobs or retire. You, not some third party, or even your employer, own the assets in your HSA, even if your employer made all the contributions to your HSA account. So there's no reason not to contribute as much as you can afford to your health savings account, even if your employer set up the HSA. Employers. Accepted benefits health reimbursement arrangement, EBRA, maximums increasing. In addition to increasing the allowable HSA limits, The IRS has decided to raise the maximum amount that employers may contribute to an accepted benefit health reimbursement arrangement, HRA, in 2024 to $2,100, up from the 2023 amount of $1,950. An accepted benefit health reimbursement arrangement, HRA, is a type of health benefit plan that allows employers to provide additional financial assistance to employees for certain medical expenses. It is considered an accepted benefit because it is not subject to certain requirements under the Affordable Care Act, ACA, that apply to other HRAs. Employers can use an HRA to offer tax advantage assistance to employees to pay things like limited scope vision and slash or dental insurance, cost-sharing expenses, such as deductibles and copays under the employer's primary group plan, COBRA insurance premiums. Employers can offer these arrangements as a supplemental benefit alongside a comprehensive group health plan. Unlike other types of HRAs, employees don't need to enroll in the employer's primary health plan to be eligible for the benefits. You can set up an HRA to make these benefits available to employees who elect to enroll in a health sharing plan rather than your group health plan, who enroll in an individual or family health insurance plan separate from your or who get their primary medical insurance from their spouse's employer. This increase in the annual cap on EBR benefits could help employers provide additional support to employees with health-related expenses. HSA Limits 2024 Conclusions. The increased contribution limits for 2024 represent an opportunity for taxpayers to further maximize their savings and protect even more income from taxation. Employers, too, can take this opportunity to emphasize the benefits of HSAs and encourage their employees to make the most of these changes. Whether you're an employee, independent contractor, or an employer sponsoring or planning to sponsor a group health plan, it's a good idea to enlist the help of a personal benefits manager with HSA for America. Your PBM has a wealth of experience and information that can help individuals, families, or employers alike, and it costs nothing extra to get that professional assistance. The insurance companies, not you, pay our fees. Make a free, no-obligation appointment with your personal benefits manager today.